Hi, everybody, and welcome to A Plus English. My name is Joe.
And I'm Laura.
Now, today we're going to be learning about a very special artist, we might call him. Some people also call him a designer. We're learning all about Duncan Design today.
Yay, I love Duncan Design. 我真的超喜欢 Duncan 他画的插图哦。上次呢，如果大家有在网络上有看到这个 Hello Kitty 或者是约翰走后门，哎，这些都是让大家会心一笑，觉得很好笑的一些插图。Those are by Duncan Design. He's really good. I love all his painting. Oh, drawings, I should say.
So he got really famous, he kind of spread through the internet, and we're going to find out a little bit about his background, how he became so famous, and about his very unique style as well. People love him because he's got kind of a different style going on with his cute little drawing.
And
his sense of humor, too.
Right. So, 赶紧呢，我们来看看今天的课文。如果你喜欢 Duncan Design, 千万不要错过今天的课文。Let's take a look.
Duncan Design.
Many people enjoy Duncan's drawings. Thousands of people share them on Facebook. His page has more than 2 million followers. His art is even in MRT stations. But what do we really know about Duncan the artist? Duncan started drawing when he was a kid.He felt proud when his mom put his art on their refrigerator at home. However, his dad didn't want him to be a poor artist. He decided to study English at university because he didn't consider drawing as a career. After graduation, though,He got a job as an illustrator. Later, he set up a Facebook page for his art.
Word power!
Share. Share.Share, shared, shared. Desiree would like to share something with the rest of the class. Desiree would like to share something with the rest of the class. Page, page. Over 100 people view this Facebook page every day.Over 100 people view this Facebook page every day. Poor, poor. I'm quite poor, so I need to borrow some money from you. I'm quite poor, so I need to borrow some money from you. University, university.I'm going to study very hard so I can get into a good university. I'm going to study very hard so I can get into a good university.
Okay, today's article starts off by saying many people enjoy Duncan's drawings. Okay, so lots of people like his drawings and the designs that he makes.
没错，一开始课文当然就提到，哎，我们大家都觉得这个很多人呢，包括你我呢，都非常的喜欢 Duncan 的插图。其实我们看到 enjoy 这个字，虽然它一般有享受的意思，可在口语上我们常常会用 I enjoy something 来表示 I like 或是我喜欢什么什么。像是 I enjoy eating 就是 I like eating 的意思啦那我们都知道 draw 是画画的意思那刚刚的课文提到的 drawings 是什么呢它则是个名词表示啊画图或者是插画这样的意思哦
Now how do we know people really enjoy something today? Well we find out on Facebook That's right Thousands of people share them on Facebook I'm sure a lot of you out there have a Facebook page Duncan Design does too. He posts his drawings on Facebook, and then people share them with their friends.
Right, 没有错。其实呢，在这个脸书呢，哇，有数千人会分享 Duncan 的作品哦。其实呢 ，thousands of 就是表示好几千个什么什么。那其实，在口语上，我们可以用来表示多到数不清的，不见得一定要数到就是一千个或是两千个这样子意思。像是我们口语呢，我们也可以说 I have thousands of things to do today， 意思就是我今天有好多好多事情都做不完这样的意思，有点夸张。这样的说法，那其他像是 millions of， 像是好几百万啊，或是 hundreds of， 好几百啊，其实在口语上也常常用来表示很多很多、哦。We also saw this word share. What does it mean, Joe?
Share means to tell other people about your ideas or your experiences or your feelings, but on social media,、mm. it means that if somebody posts something like a picture、mm-hmm. or maybe just some words.You click the share button、
yeah.
and then you give that to your friends too so they can see it.
OK, 我们来看一下 share, 它的拼法是 S-H-A-R-E, 它是一个动词表示分享动词三态很简单的是 share, shared, 直接接 D, shared. 那其实呢 Facebook 上面、哦、大家应该比我更熟悉吧其实有好多功能哦，都是感谢脸书哦。像是如果我们说我想要加好友，英文当然很简单，就是 friend， 跟朋友这个字是一样。那删除好友更简单，就是在前面加一个 on 的字首，就是 unfriend， 就是删除好友。那 like 是什么？当然就是点赞。那今天的课文提到的也是 Facebook 的一个功能之一，就是 share， 就是分享哦。比如说一个图片啦，或是一个文章等等。那一般呢 ，share 也可以用在 conversation 当中，同样也有分享的意思。For example, the children need to learn to share their toys. 小朋友们常常就会想要抢玩具，他们其实要学会如何分享。或者是妈妈可能常常会对小朋友说 ，share the cookies with your sister. So kids, I don't think they like to share.
Kids don't naturally like to share. But let's have a look at an example sentence. We could say Desiree would like to share something with the rest of the class.Desiree would like to share something with the rest of the class.
That's nice of Desiree. Desiree 呢，她想要跟班上其他的人呢，哇，分享一些事情哦。
Now the article goes on to say his page has more than 2 million followers. Okay, again, we're talking about like social media, Facebook, and there's 2 million people following him online.
在这里呢，我们当然还是在指就是 Facebook 上面，所以 Duncan 他的专业，哇，有超过200万的追踪者，就是 followers. 不过 let's take a look at this word page.
In this case, page means like one section of a website found at a single address. So address means www.something.com. So people are following his page like his web page.
没错。我们现在来看看一般 page 的用法 ,page, 就是表示书本啊或像纸张的第几页或是什么页数这样的意思。像是老师上课的时候可能会说 turn to page A, 就是翻开书到这个第八页哦。或者是一个文章它可能有哇好几个页数而 three page article 就是有三页的文章哦。那常常我们打开新闻的首页英文就是 on the front page of the newspaper. 不过本课的 page 指的就是这个脸书的专业啦 Facebook fan page 就是粉丝的专业。而刚刚还提到这个 follower 当然就是指追踪者哦。And how do we use page in a sentence?
We could say over 100 people view this Facebook page every day. One more time, over 100 people view this Facebook page every day.
哇超过100个人每天都会看这个脸书的粉丝页哦。
Now his art isn't just online, it's not just on Facebook. The article says his art is even in MRT stations.
哇，这实在是太红，甚至我们在捷运站上都可以看到 Duncan 的插图呢。
So we know where his art is, but...What do we really know about Duncan the artist?
真的耶，我们常常都是看到他的插图，但是我们真的认识 Duncan 这位艺术家吗？ Artist 这个字有艺术家的意思，或也可以表示艺人哦，我们也可以用 artist。
One thing we know is that Duncan started drawing when he was a kid.
其实我们小时候都有画画啦 we all do that, but Duncan's different. 所以 Duncan 小时候开始画画了。
Now, he felt proud when his mom put his art on their refrigerator at home. I think we all feel proud when we're kids and your parents say, "Ooh, this is so good. I'm going to put it right up here on the refrigerator."
Yeah, but I can't really do any drawings now.
Me neither.
Okay, 所以当 Duncan 的妈妈把他的插画呢贴在家里的冰箱的时候，哇，他那时候觉得很 proud, 很骄傲。My sister does that too. And, you know, now thanks to Facebook, she also posts pictures of her kids and their artwork every single day. 没错，其实有小朋友的爸妈常常会很骄傲，把他们的小朋友的照片跟生活点滴都公开与大家 share 分享。
Now his mom was putting his art on the refrigerator. He was very proud. However, his dad didn't want him to be a poor artist.
That's a very typical kind of dad. Mm-hmm. 然而 Duncan 的爸爸呢，就不希望他成为长大可能就是会成为一个 poor artist, 就是贫困的艺术家。这里我们也看到 however 当做这个句子的开启哦，就是有着然而怎么样意思，有转折语气。And what does this word poor mean?
Poor means you have very little money and few possessions, so not much stuff either.
Okay, poor 呢 P-O-O-R, 它是个形容词，有着贫穷的啊，或是贫困的。相反词当然就是 rich, 就是很有钱，或是 wealthy, 都有是有钱的意思哦。比方像是我们常常会提到 poor families, 贫困的家庭，或是 poor people, 就是穷人。And how do you use this in a sentence?
We could say, I'm quite poor, so I need to borrow some money from you. I'm quite poor, so I need to borrow some money from you.
No way.
Laura,
okay, I'm poor too.
Couple bucks.
Okay.
$5.
Okay, 我很穷，所以我需要跟你借钱 ，borrow 就是向人家借钱的意思啦。
Okay, so his dad didn't want him to be a poor or a starving artist, so he decided to study English at university.Because he didn't consider drawing as a career.
Wow, I didn't know that. So, 因为 Duncan 没有把画画当成工作，他竟然在大学时，哇，他是主修 English 英文呢。那我们看到 career 这个字就是有着职业的意思啦。
So he went to university, which is just a school that offers courses leading to a degree, like a bachelor's degree, master's degree, maybe even a PhD or a doctorate. So that's where you do research.
没错 ,university, 这个字哇好长 ,university, 它是一个名词有大学的意思哦。像日常口语我们也可以说 uni,ok,、okay, 就是直接简单或是 college, 也有大学的意思哦。那像是鼎鼎有名的哈佛大学就是 Harvard University. I actually went to University of Queensland in Australia, 就是昆士兰大学。And what was your university?
University of Saskatchewan.
Oh, okay.
Don't worry if you've never heard of it, because not many people have. It's no Harvard, put it that way. We could use this in an example sentence by saying, I'm going to study very hard so I can get into a good university. One more time, I'm going to study very hard so I can get into a good university.
我必须要很努力用功这样我才可以进去一间好的大学。
After graduation, though, he got a job as an illustrator.
Wow, okay, 所以呢在这个毕业之后呢 Duncan 得到一份插画的工作 Graduation 其实就是毕业的意思 Illustrator 就是插画家
Later, he set up a Facebook page for his art So he kind of became an artist anyway
I know, he kind of ignored his dad, huh? 可是之后呢他就开始就是大家可能就知道他的方式啊，就是他在 Facebook 就设立一个专业Set up 就有着设立这样的意思哦。Well, that's it for today's article. Let's now go to our wrap-up.
Okay, on today's program, we've been learning all about Duncan Design. Now, he was drawing ever since he was a little kid, but he never really saw it as a career or a job. His mom seemed like very proud, but his dad didn't really think that way, did he?
No, he didn't want him to become a poor artist. 所以小时候的 Duncan 跟我们都一样，其实都很喜欢画画啊。那妈妈可能也会很骄傲，把他的画贴在这个冰箱上。可是他的爸爸却可能就是不高兴，说：“你这样长大可能会成为一个穷的画家。”所以呢 ，That's why I think he majored in English. 他就是主修英文。I didn't know that. 难怪呢 ，some of his drawings they have like cute English like humor inside, so it's quite interesting. 难怪就是每次我们都会看到 Duncan 他的文字玩文字的游戏也非常强。He's so smart.
So he was still able to use his English major, but he ended up doing exactly what he wanted to do with his life. He became an artist. He followed his dream. So we're going to find out a lot more about Duncan of Duncan Design on our next program. Right now, we're out of time for today's show, but please join us for the next installment of A Plus English. Until then, I'm Joe.
And I'm Laura.
Goodbye.
A Plus 小智慧
The popular new video game is selling like hotcakes.
The popular new video game is selling like hotcakes.
Hello, 我是 Joanne, 欢迎收看今天的小智慧。今天的小智慧有提到蛋糕 cake 哦，快来一起看看吧。The popular new video game is selling like hot cakes. 我们先来看看句子中出现的 popular 是指受欢迎、流行的意思。A hot cakes, 诶，热蛋糕吗？哦，原来呢 ，hot cakes 除了可以当薄煎饼之外，也可以指大卖或者是很好卖的东西。那为什么用 hot cakes 来形容呢？因为啊，以前 hot cakes 是在市集或是教会间是非常受欢迎的，往往一下子就卖光了。所以呢，之后就用 sell like hot cakes 来形容大卖的东西哦。因此，刚刚的小聚会意思是指这一款流行的新电玩 video game 正在热卖中。好啦，让我们再来复习一下今天的小聚会。The popular new video game is selling like hot cakes. 小聚会，我们下次见，拜拜。
The popular new video game is selling like hot cakes.
The popular new video game is selling like hot cakes.
Kit Kat.
Can I go out to play?
Sure, as long as...
As long as I want? 可以想玩多久就多久吗?
As long as can be used to say that something must happen before something else can happen.
也就是说,只要事件或是条件一成立的话呢,事件二或是条件二也就会成立哦。像是妈妈常常对我说 You can go out as long as you promise to come back before 10 p.m.
所以只要我保证晚上十点前回家，我就可以出去玩哦。Or, 每次像是去聚餐的时候，大家都想说，到底要去哪里吃啊？我都会这样说 I don't care where we go, as long as the food there is good.
我不在乎我们去哪里吃，只要那边的食物好吃就好了。不过呢，聪明的你可能会联想到说 as 聪明点使用词或是副词再接 as 不就也有和什么一样怎么样的意思呢？因此今天的片语 as long as 不就是等于像什么一样长这样的意思？没有错， as long as 也可以指和什么一样长。 For example, my hair is as long as yours.或者呢，像是每次表姐和我去看奶奶的时候，奶奶奶都会很热情地和我们说 You two can stay here for as long as you want. 这里的 long 就是指时间的长短哦，你们想要住多久就可以住多久的意思。不过别忘记哦，我们一定要在 as long as 前面加一个 for， 因为 for 接上一段时间是用来表示多久的时间。
What did we learn from Teacher Laura?
所以今天我们学到 as long as 有着只要怎么样就怎么样，而且呢，它可以用来表示和什么一样长的意思哦。注意，如果要表示多少时间，要加个 for 在前面。
Duncan Design.
Many people enjoy Duncan's drawings. Thousands of people share them on Facebook.His page has more than 2 million followers. His art is even in MRT stations. But what do we really know about Duncan the artist? Duncan started drawing when he was a kid. He felt proud when his mom put his art on their refrigerator at home. However, his dad didn't want him to be a poor artist. He decided to study English at university because he didn't consider drawing as a career. After graduation, though, he got a job as an illustrator. Later, he set up a Facebook page for his art.
Share, 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 shared, shared. Desiree would like to share something with the rest of the class. Desiree would like to share something with the rest of the class. Page, page. Over 100 people view this Facebook page every day. Over 100 people view this Facebook page every day. Poor, poor. I'm quite poor, so I need to borrow some money from you. I'm quite poor, so I need to borrow some money from you. University, university. I'm going to study very hard so I can get into a good university. I'm going to study very hard so I can get into a good university.